Coming to you live from the city that spawned the band Tesla, it's the Nate Darling Show with Becca Costello, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. Now, with a head-banging song in his heart, here's Nate.
Well, you know, the intro, we finally got it right, and then Ted and Becca went on vacation. Selfish, selfish, selfish. Hi, everybody.
Woohoo!
Okay. Hello. Christiana, deeply into her nook.
Phone. Yeah, I'm like two-timing on the nook. I've got a nook in one hand and a phone in the other, and I'm reading about fairy bones and listening to the thunder outside. It's a poetic day here at the Nate Darling Show. Mikaela can't hear herself.
Yeah, you can just fiddle with the your plug there.
Just touch the knob.
Yeah, it's the second one from the right.
Touch it.
Yep.
Just touch the knob.
Play with it.
Yeah, with the cord. There you go. That's what you fiddle with.
Just like that.
It's a highly professional podcast here.
You're a professionally trained radio announcer.
Well, I could hear the music, but I couldn't hear any of the talking. So I was like, is this in my head? I'm going crazy.
Oh, that would be
that too.
That would be insane. All right. Welcome to the show, The Pettigrews.
Yay.
Why were you applauding?
We applaud ourselves.
There you go.
We're applauding each other.
Aw, nice.
With the vegetarian and the vegan off in the Caribbean, we've got substitutes here from the Critical Hit Show at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, amongst other projects. When is the next Critical Hit Show is coming up this Friday night?
Yeah, yes. Friday, May 10th.
Friday.
9 p.m.
9 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Also, since Ted and Becca are not here, I took the opportunity to get us all some beef jerky.
Yeah.
So we'll be enjoying that a little bit throughout the show. Also coming up today on the show, Bart is apparently, and by Bart I mean Bay Area Rapid Transit, is ditching the urine. We'll see how that goes. Kim Kardashian gets a pedicure and overreacts. And we'll unearth some bullshit about the Christians and the Lions. But first, the Critical Hit Show this week. What's the exciting thing?
The exciting... There's so many. One, well, we just had a Star Wars show. We were at the Star Wars convention in West
Sac. It was amazing.
Amazing.
It was... Okay, yeah. Well, we thought it was amazing, but somebody on the pod show or podcast here spent his entire day filling his Facebook news feed with taunts and Star Wars fans. Like, listen, he was going to punch the next May the 4th person.
To be fair, May the 4th on Facebook is ridiculous. It's everybody posting some picture or something. I get that. Facebook hate.
Well, he could have avoided Facebook if he came to our show.
This is true.
So what?
No, I couldn't. I have a mobile phone. I can't avoid Facebook. Are you kidding me? Are you high?
Nate, you missed getting your picture taken with Mandalorians. Stormtroopers.
Mm.
There was a Twi'lek Jedi there.
Sure.
She was pretty hot.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
She was like a half-naked blue chick.
Okay.
She looked amazing.
She really did look amazing.
Mikaela, going to have you get a little closer to your microphone. It's okay.
That's better.
There you go. So that happened in West Sac. And, mm-hmm. and so you did the Star Wars thing there.
Mm-hmm.
And this Friday night, what's the one thing about this Friday night show that's kind of cool?
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that we did a cantina band for the Star Wars night. We have Mikaela, Rayanne, and Bailey's dad, Bruce. If you're listening, you have no idea who these people are.
Doesn't matter.
But needless to say, doing some great songs, some Star Wars
amazing
covers.
Amazing songs.
Of
you like
classics
parodies,
you know.
Right.
So things like Iran by Flock of Seagulls is going to be covered.
Okay.
That's Alderaan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alderaan.
So there's going to be a lot of those. And also, there's going to be a peep show. And I put peeps in quotation marks.
Okay.
Take that as you will.
I think I know where it's going, but yeah. I think people should go out and check it out. You can get tickets at saccomedyspot.com. I would get them early because your show quite often sells out.
Yeah, more often than not. It's actually pretty amazing.
And you guys do it every other month?
Every other month.
There you go. So, check that out. The information's on saccomedyspot.com. Get your tickets early if you'd like to go. If you're sort of a geek or a nerd or a dweeb or somebody who likes that sort of stuff.
Dork.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. All of those people that were friends with Ferris Bueller and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, except for the jocks, you'll love the Critical Hit Show.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Well, even jocks, I mean, if you play first-person shooters or something like that, you'll probably enjoy it a little bit. Yeah.
I neglected the video game aspect. Mm. My bad.
No, it's no worries.
Completely
or,
my bad.
Or if you like Disney stuff, that's my contribution to the comic show.
Yeah.
You know, if you're that kind of nerd.
Those jocks that love Disney.
Like Disney. Yeah, jocks have a soft spot, you know, the Gastons, if you will,
that's
of,
true.
Of the yeah. world.
Sure. Who doesn't want to bone a Disney princess? See, I went. You can find the bright side to everything. This week is international. Let me get this exactly right.
Speaking of boning chicks,
it is International Clitoris Awareness Week.
Thank you for not saying clitoris because it makes me stabby.
Oh, does it? I didn't know. Because it rhymes with Lavoris.
No, well, that's the joke from
Dolores.
That's the joke from Seinfeld.
Yeah,
Dolores.
So, this from the Huffington Post. Mention the word clitoris and some people get touchy and not in a good way. But that could change quickly because May 6th through the 12th is the first ever International Clitoris Awareness Week.
It's a footnote. It's not going to change.
It's a seven-day period, no pun intended, apparently, designed to celebrate the female body part. The organization behind the week is Clitoraid, which sounds like a terrible energy drink, but it is in fact a Las Vegas-based group usually devoted to helping victims of female genital mutilation around
See,
the world.
See, and that's where I have to like stop making fun of the story, because that's like really a noble positive. Cause. That's really good, yeah. So okay, fine.
However, Clitoraid spokeswoman Nadine Gary said the message behind Clitoris Awareness Week is more whimsical. She says, "We've noticed that the clitoris has not gotten its spot in the limelight. Makes people feel uncomfortable," she told the Huffington Post. "For this week, we don't want to focus on genital mutilation." So there you go.
I don't like thinking of whimsy in a body part like that.
My clitoris is very whimsical. Is it? Yeah.
Well, you are a Disney fan.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it should be. Why not? Why not have fun with it?
Well yeah. So I mean, that you should.
Yeah.
But...
No, I think it's fun to kind of
though?
Poke fun at the idea
poke
of the clitoris.
Poke.
But the whole clitoris removal aspect, like, let's poke whimsy at that, huh? This is fun
Funny.
Comedy, right, guys?
So how about genital mutilation, am I right?
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Well, I think what they're doing, and as somebody who works in the news and you hear a lot of really terrible things, if all you hear about is terrible, 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 horrible things... Eventually, you need to come up for air and take a little moment and get a lung full of fresh air, if you will. And this mm-hmm. is kind of what they're doing with that. They have found, in fact, that whenever they have something called an awareness day, it makes it more comfortable to talk about. Future International Clitoris Awareness Weeks will be held the first full week of May, which happens to be the first week of National Masturbation Month. Masturbation is something that Gary hopes to touch on during Clitoris Week.
Let's go hand in hand.
Nah.
Thank you.
She says there's a taboo about sexuality. We want to point out and talk about it, and maybe someone will go to masturbation seminars. Really? Is that something? Is that something
know.
You need a seminar
I think
for?
That's really just self study.
It's yeah.
like independent study.
If
does
it's a
that
seminar, it's a 5-minute, very awkward seminar.
Yeah.
Do like books on tape.
Can I audit the class? Can I just go ahead? Because I think I'm good. National Clitoris Week. So congratulations and salute to the button of love.
What? Okay. All right.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No.
There you go. We talked about it last week. Jason Collins came out in the NBA as the first openly gay male in professional organized sports in the United States. And President Obama... wanted to salute him, but he sort of got his words fumbled.
Given the importance of sports in our society, for an individual who's excelled at the highest levels in one of the major sports to go ahead and say, this is who I am, I'm proud of it, I'm still a great competitor, I'm still 7 foot tall and can bang with Shaq.
Yeah, what is that? What?
It's a basketball
term.
Is
yeah.
it?
It is.
Down in the low
yeah.
post, and,
yeah.
you know, banging for a rebound.
Yeah, it's
a... Wait, come on. Yeah. Hold the phone a moment.
Yeah.
That was more sports detail than I would have expected from you. Not to pigeonhole you as just the geek, but I would
He's
never
captain of the football team.
I know, I always wrestler. Forget that, which is like my favorite Nick factoid, that you were captain of the football team, which... So you are the jock crossover. So you should have said yourself is the one who would be at the Critical Age show.
I always have to remind people, 0-10 football team.
He's still playing. He's still playing.
Do you have a Letterman jacket?
Yes, he does.
It's super cute.
Yeah. It's pretty hot, actually. We just picked it up.
Captain of the football team.
Nice.
Wow. So I'm sorry. What was banging again?
It's like, you know, when they're fighting for a rebound, two guys are getting in, they're getting physical. It does actually look fairly sexual at times.
Oh, yeah. When you're boxing out, yeah.
Oh, it's all about hips. Mm-hmm. It's all about hips.
Mm-hmm. They don't lie.
Yeah, you got to put your butt. You got to put your butt into him and sort of push him back, create room. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. But kind of a poor choice of words considering subject matter.
I heard it on NPR, and when it happened, I was like, ah, shit, that's gonna be taken out of context.
Yeah, well,
even in context, I know.
I mean, it's just awesome that he's talking about it. Like, he should have done that 4 years ago. But I mean, it's definitely progress.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to.
The one thing we haven't considered, though, what if Obama actually was outing Shaq? Like, he knew something about Shaq. You know, banging with Shaq. I didn't mean that.
Well, that would explain those Buick commercials or Oldsmobile or whatever the hell he's endorsing.
That is, I don't like that. Speaking of, like, uncomfortable women part references, doesn't he make a comment about, like my mama said when I was born, I wasn't expecting something that big or something that. It's weird. He says a weird thing.
Like, his baby penis?
No.
I was like, where are you going with that?
No.
Just a big baby. Just a big baby.
I wasn't expecting his penis to be that big.
That's terrible.
No.
Yeah. That would be rough coming out, too. I thought I had it all the way out, and then there's this huge bump that kept it.
Oh,
he's
God.
Caught on his penis. Oh. It's terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I started that, too. I apologize.
So we had one great athlete come out. Not great athlete, but professional athlete come out. We had a celebrity who's decided that he is not, in fact, gay anymore. Well, Antoine Dotson, who you might remember from this news story.
With her. The woman screamed. Her brother rushed in to help and tried to fight the offender off. That break-in happened early this morning in the 500 block of Webster Drive in Huntsville. WFF 48's Elizabeth Gentle caught up with the victim. Elizabeth, emotions were running high.
And Mark, the woman, the victim, tells us that a man broke into her house and tried to rape her. Her brother went in and he tried to help her out, but the man got away, leaving behind, though, evidence of his visit. Kelly Dodson was asleep with her little girl.
Aw, of course. And I have the higher speed internet now, too. Mm. And it still happened at the wrong time. One of my friends hates it when it happens, too. He yells at the podcast when I complain about the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I go, yeah, well, what did you pay for it?
You need that ripper thing to rip the YouTube videos off.
You know, so I have that, but I don't have the time. That's the thing. It's very time consuming.
Yeah, fancy. You have to copy a link and paste it.
Yeah, it is. It's time consuming.
Oh, burn.
So, anyway, Mr.
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. Isn't it something like that?
That's the guy.
I'm just going to recreate the magic for you here.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, he has decided that he is no longer into homosexuality.
I didn't know he was gay.
It's true. He was for a minute, but no longer into it.
Both of you guys. I need to have reaction cam on you. No,
he Dotson posted a statement on Facebook explaining that he's decided to, quote, renounce myself because, quote, I want a wife and a family. I want to multiply and raise and love my family that I create. He explains, I could care less about the fame and fortune. I've given all that up to know the true history of the Bible, for I am the true chosen Hebrew Israelite descendant of Judah. FYI, Hebrew Israelites, also known as the Black Israelites, believe they are the descendants of the ancient Israelites, but they don't consider themselves Jewish. They also believe that Satan exists. As for Dotson, he explains, quote, as a true Israel, I know there is there are certain things that we just can't do, and I totally understand that now. I don't need a Mercedes-Benz. I don't need a big house in Beverly Hills.
I don't need a penis.
All I need is the Most High and my family. And I've been...
he still has his.
Another penis.
And I have been awakened by the great, and so should you. He concludes, hate me if you must, bash me if you must. I won't break, do what you will, for this is my calling. Apparently, his calling is pussy. So, welcome back to the heterosexual side.
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about about the whole thing, but it's just really weird that you would then suddenly, somebody who doesn't want fame or fortune, just go, come out and go, nope, hey, guess what? Not gay anymore.
He meant after this press release.
Oh, well, yeah. he did do it on Facebook, so he was just announcing it to his friends and TMZ, because that's what you do? I don't know.
Well, I guess yeah, so. 21st
century, yeah. Everything's done via Facebook now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got some Amanda Bynes stuff to talk about, too. Maybe not this show, or I don't remember if it's this show or next show, but it'll be this week. Trust me. Amanda Bynes? Yes, it is this week. Later on this show, Amanda Bynes.
Did you see his update on TMZ?
Yes.
About, like, you need to stop saying that I'm into Satan.
Yeah.
He was very upset.
He's very upset about things.
Like,
he's
upset. No, we just say that you believe that Satan exists. And he was like, you guys need to take that off your set.
Just stop, people. Please stop.
Hide your drag queens.
shouldn't he be going on Maury to announce these things? I mean, that's the more appropriate place, I think, for the most part. This was kind of disturbing to me. We use Snopes to figure out what gets posted on the internet that's true and what's not true.
Unless Snopes is a hoax. I saw a thing on Reddit that said Snopes was secretly being controlled by
the government.
Meta or
yeah,
something.
By like something else. Like Snopes, damn, like where's the people. Thing that says Snopes, whether I Snopes fucking, is true or not.
I fucking hate conspiracy people so bad.
Thank you. So this, apparently, this was posted. It's a fourth grade science quiz from a South Carolina school, and this has been deemed true by Snopes. It's called Fourth Grade Science Quiz, and it's from this year, from March of this year, and the title, Dinosaurs, Genesis, and the Gospel. And this student got a 100% and A+. We'll see how you guys do on the quiz. So, true or false, the Earth is billions of years old. Nick, what do you say?
True.
No, that's false. dinosaurs lived millions of years ago. Christiana, true or false?
Tool. Wait, that's not the segment.
No, this is a science. Science.
True.
No, it's false. Michaela, on what day did God make dinosaurs?
None of the days. It's a trick question. He did not make the dinosaurs.
Because he doesn't exist.
Well,
oh, yeah, he doesn't exist. That's a sub question.
Sorry, that's not right. It's the sixth day.
To be fair, I mean, God could have created dinosaurs, but it wasn't on the sixth day. Or maybe it was. But then it would
billions of years ago.
Yeah, like a billions of year old.
Not according to this. True or false, dinosaurs lived with people. Christiana.
Oh, boy, false.
I know that's actually true. question five. What did people and animals eat in the beginning? Nick.
Each other.
No, not quite. It's actually plants. We're looking for plants. I think Becca would have gotten that one. and the next one's a circle thing, so I can't.
The herbivore Zorus's dilemma.
So anyway, this went around, but the parent who posted it actually...
Can you read the last question of the... No, go down the second page, the last page of the question.
Oh, I will. I'll get to that. I'm going to read the whole thing. So then the parents actually put in the second page or third page of this thing.
It was a Cinderella proof. That's what it was. Because the first page was going around the internet and somebody was like, is this true? And then the parent was like, oh, I have the other page to prove that it existed.
Yeah, but did they? Because the first page had six... Here's the problem and here's the conspiracy. Oh. The first page had six questions. The second page starts with question 11. Where are the other questions?
Okay, so this is page 3.
Whatever. Anyway,
maybe those ones were all true.
Considering the person making the test, I don't. They might not just be able to go.
So, question 11: whom should we always trust? The answer, of course, is God with 4 exclamation points. Number 12: what is the history book of the universe? Nick, I mean, you might be able to guess this. The history book of the universe.
Oh, God, the history book of the universe.
It's that one that National Geographic published with the cool pictures.
No, you'd be surprised. I think it's Crisis on Infinite Earths, because in Crisis, Cronus reaches in at the Big Bang, and then that's the instance
sure.
of, you know.
Sure,
that's why the Monitor's born and the Anti-Monitor.
What are you talking about?
It's DC Comics. It's just as real as the Bible.
You're close. It's actually Dianetics by L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Bible.
I was like, oh, what a turn.
I know. Question 13, what did God tell Noah to build? Come on.
Nothing.
It's an ark. There we go.
God, fuck.
The average size of the dinosaur was, and this is multiple choice, A, giraffe size, B, rhino size, C, elephant size, or D, the size of a sheep.
Elephant.
They were small. It was cheap. I mean, that part's
there
cheap.
You go.
I thought they were the size of a dog or something. I just read average. That on actual science.
Really?
Things.
Average?
Yeah, that they were, a lot of them were tiny.
And you wanted the last question? Oh, yes. Okay. The final question, and this is what you should tell your parents if they ask you. The next time someone says the Earth is billions or millions of years old, what can you say? And the answer is...
Were you there?
Yeah.
Which is equivalent to, like, your face.
Exactly.
Some of the dumbest...
So
just make me weep for the future.
The future of South Carolina.
So there is, can I tell you a camp anecdote that I did a lot of camping growing up with the YMCA, which has the Christian in the title, but there's a, you know, the extent to which it's a, you know, it's not like fundamentalist, but they vary a lot depending on where in the country the Y is located, like how Christian an organization it is. And we went camping. We'd sing some semi-biblical songs, and we went camping once with a group from a Y that was in California, where their people were definitely on board with the dinosaurs and humans walk the earth together. So then we had to change the lyrics of the Noah song. There's that Rise and Shine song, which if there's anyone who is slightly Christian listening to the podcast, it's like it's a song about Noah building the ark and the animals. They come on by twosies, twosies. And it's like elephants and kangaroosies, roosies. And we had to change it to like brontosauruses and floozies. I don't know.
This is my question. Like, do they believe that there were dinosaurs and he built the ark and he was like, bring two of every animal but the dinosaurs because they're fucking assholes and I don't want them to
live that's pretty
longer?
Much it.
I don't know.
But then there's like alligators and crocodiles, things that have been around since the age of the dinosaurs that kind of.
No one wants your
around.
Fucking science, okay?
No, it just seems
it's
like.
True.
No.
God works in mysterious ways.
Mm-hmm. No, it was like, yes, yes, no.
Yours
yes,
is not
yes,
the question.
No.
Now, speaking of Christian myths and things like this, and Michaela, you need to be much closer to your microphone when you talk. Get right up on that thing.
Or you can move it back to your...
Yeah, you can move it back to you, too.
This makes
too
much sense
there
if
you
I
go.
Move the microphone to
that
me.
That sounds so much better. Okay. A Notre Dame professor has been tackling the myth of Christian martyrdom.
Rudy.
Candida Moss, the professor of early Christianity at the University of Notre Dame and a practicing Catholic, wants to shatter what she calls the myth of martyrdom in the Christian faith. Sunday school tales of early Christians being rounded up by their secret catacomb meetings and thrown into the lions by evil Romans are mere fairy tales. Moss writes in a new book, in fact, the first 250 years of Christianity, Romans regarded the religion's practitioners as meddlesome members of a superstitious cult. Seems pretty right on.
Yeah.
The government actively persecuted Christians for only about 10 years, Moss suggests, and even then intermittently, and she says many of the best-known early stories of brave Christian martyrs were entirely fabricated. The controversial thesis laid out the myth of persecution, how early Christians invented the story of martyrdom. It's earned her a lot of hate mail, shocking, and a few sidelong looks from fellow faculty members. But Moss maintains that the Roman Catholic Church and historians have known for centuries that most of early Christian martyr stories were exaggerated or completely invented.
Which is a bummer, because those are the best stories when you're a kid. You get like the Book of Saints and you read about all the awesome ways that people died.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best part of church.
Sure.
Was reading that shit.
Sure. Well, if you read about the Spanish Inquisition, they had really great ways of killing people that way, too. But it was the Christians who were doing it. Not as fun.
Everybody has time to kill other people. It's cool.
So that's going on at Notre Dame. I sent you to the Catholic school, and they're teaching you that everything we taught you was crap.
But I like there's a part of that story. See if I can pull it up quick enough to quote from it. There's a part of that story that I thought was useful and sort of a refreshing take that she had about the way in which like modern martyrdom is being used to drive the political discourse.
Mm-hmm.
So like forcing schools to give out birth control, or the debate about whether school, like the Notre Dame Health Center, should pay for the pill or have condoms or whatever.
Yes, they should.
You know. Yeah. I mean, every school should, but that people who are, you know, suing to avoid Obamacare or whatever, that's just a modern way of being martyred for the faith, that you're like being forced to do this stuff, but it's really not that big a goddamn deal.
There you go.
So,
yeah, good point. So let's move on with the show while you look that up.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa.
Nate's a tool.
I was like, Nate's going to be on.
Well, well, we could sit around
I
here.
I made my point. I was done making the point.
And I moved on. What's the problem? I don't see the problem here. Anyway, first up in Cool or Tool, using the Bible for science class. Nick.
Fucking tool is the biggest... fucking Tool thing. Like, I don't, like I was saying about Crisis on Infinite Earths, I'm not sitting here trying to preach that literally the fucking Flash uses the Speed Force to go faster than the speed of light, and ergo, fucking Einstein's theory of relativity is bullshit because of the Flash. I'm not doing that because it's fiction.
It kind of sounds like you are a little bit. Michaela, Cool or Tool?
Tool.
Christiana?
Yeah, Tool. But yeah. I'm not quite as angry and atheistic as that side of the room is.
I'm more bemused than angry. But I feel you. Oh, my cat's into your purse.
No, that's my new scarf.
Oh,
in
well.
The season's hottest color of mint.
It was not a word. It was a season. Anyway.
It is the season's hottest. I got it to add some of the
emerald
and mint.
Okay.
Which is a derivative of what?
Green.
You have two ladies on the show. This is what's going to happen.
But only one's talking about mint. Anyway, next in Cooler Tool, fake martyrs, Christiana.
Tool, because I like the martyr stories, and it'd be sad if they tried to get rid of them all.
Michaela.
I think the girl who's doing this is cool.
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
She's cool.
Nick?
Yeah. I agree with Michaela. I think the person who's doing this is cool because get the truth out there at some point is always a good thing.
Yeah, I want a time machine. I want to go back in time. I want to meet these people who are supposedly martyred. I want to see them hanging out on the outskirts of town and go, what the fuck? I thought you were eaten by a lion, you prick.
Or maybe they were, but they were just dicks.
Mm.
Like the Romans were like, guys, we don't have to do this. And they're like, no, throw us in there.
Right.
We can take them.
Yeah, I keep getting up for more. And finally, in Cooler Tool, not being gay no mo. Nick, what do you think?
I think, you know, you got to choose your own path in life. And if this is the path that he has chosen, then that is good for him.
Okay. Christiana.
I think giving this guy airtime is Tool. Who's one? No.
Well, hide your nook. Michaela.
Tool.
Yeah. It's a tool. Be what you are, but pick a side and go with it. Or come out and say, I love everybody and I want to do it.
Literally.
Sure.
But yeah, he's gay. He just fell in behind religion because that's what he's into right now. He's into religion, and religion means he's into the ladies.
Like, I'm really into the color mint. It just happens.
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that. As much as I would like to, I cannot. I would love to. Can't argue with it. But
well, we'll just wait for you to get that page loaded.
That's okay. I know. I'm going to go yell at Comcast because this is ridiculous. Actually, you know what?
You
gotta
come to Sure West Country. It's better where we are.
Oh yeah, if I could, I would. You know what I'm going to do though? This is going to be crazy. I'm going to fly under the radar here and reboot my computer because I think that'll help. So while we're doing that, mentioned last week on the show that I got a new cruiser bike, and that I would have a report about said cruiser bike because I hadn't gotten it yet when we recorded last week. So I picked it up at Midtown Cruiser Shop, as seen on my T-shirt, and. It's...
You are really into this bike, dude. Like, really.
Dude,
remember, it's okay to love your bike. Just don't, like, love your bike.
I've said this to people before. I've not been this excited about a bicycle since I was 8. Because
it is a massive,
beautiful
behemoth of a bicycle. It is a nice-looking bike.
Thank you.
My favorite colors, too.
Oh, you know, speaking of that...
Only it came in polka dot.
You can get it in a lot of colors.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of loving the colors, so I was riding around the Capitol... this past weekend, and I see this dude, and he's on a BMX bike, and he's probably about, I would guess, 19 or 20 years old, and he stops me, and this is the second time somebody has stopped me on my bike because they thought it was cool looking. And this guy is talking about the bike, and he's talking about how cool it looks and how badass the handlebars are because it's got ape hanger handlebars and a Springer front end. And so we're talking about it. He goes, yeah, and I love the colors. I go, yeah, the red and the black are really cool because it's a matte black and it's got red rims and a red red Springer front end. And he goes, yeah, the colors are perfect because I'm Norteño.
See, I'm afraid you're gonna get stabbed and someone's gonna want that bike so bad they're gonna stab you for it.
Don't just wear all red when you ride it.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a nice bike and like such. I don't see anything like it, and it's going to be like the Nike Air of bikes. Yeah. I'm concerned for you.
That is actually the very first bike like that in Sacramento.
That's my concern. And I don't like to cast aspersions. I don't like the overblown Midtown is unsafe thing, but...
Midtown is unsafe.
Well,
sometimes if you're riding around a flashy bike like you're asking for it, or rode a red bike,
that bike's not
he
flashy.
Deserved it.
It is matte black. It is not.
It
flashy.
Is like a stealth bike.
It is.
If they're using radar, they can't catch you.
You know, my big concern is I've had two people stop me to ask about the bike, but they've both been dudes. So that's not really what I'm going for.
Yeah.
But it was a nice wide range of dudes.
If
there
was yellow, you'd get girls.
There was like a 19-year-old Hispanic gentleman and about a 50-year-old white dude. So it ranges the
Ebony
entire...
And ivory.
Not really Ebony.
I don't know. Starting up with like, we are the world.
Tan and ivory.
Lumping them all together, are we?
Sure.
So tall, though. I'm pretty sure it's taller than me.
It's a big bike.
It's a big
like
bike.
The handles, I'm
is
pretty
it heavy?
Sure go to my head.
It looks heavy.
You know, it's not as heavy as you would think. It's and I'll put a picture of the bike up in front of the Capitol.
Some of your GQ stuff. He took like so many he took his bike
so
out
cute.
For a photo shoot. It's like sexy bitch
were people
bike.
Watching you take pictures, just setting up your bike and then taking pictures.
Were you like, work it, baby? Show me that front tire.
A wind machine with you.
Yeah, it was,
show me that back blinker. Come on.
Yeah, a little overboard, yes, but
I like
it was still just my cell phone. It wasn't like I brought out the long lens and you know backlit it and put a silk over it so it wouldn't get hot spots. You know, there are plenty of Asian tourists around the Capitol taking a lot more care in the pictures that they're taking of themselves on an everyday basis. So.
I can't ride bikes because my legs are so short.
Oh yeah, you would not be able
I
to ride that one.
The hardest time finding a bike where I'm just like completely uncomfortable.
Yeah, this one took a little bit because it's just so different than anything I've ever ridden because it does have the ape hanger handlebars. So my arms are literally at shoulder level in front of me as I'm sitting on the bike, which is normally fine if you're just cruising along. But when you stop and then you start again, it's a little awkward to begin with. And it's got coaster brakes on it. So you have to press backward on the pedals to stop.
It is like a bike you have when you're 8 years old.
It is. It's a lot like that.
It's pretty awesome.
it's like the grown-up version of your 8-year-old bike. If my bike when I was 8 was that cool, I would have not known what to do with myself.
Have you thought about painting red stripes on half so he matches the bike?
You know,
he's halfway there.
It's true. He is halfway there.
That's pretty slick right now next to the bike.
My
tassels on it.
The cat?
No, on the handlebars.
And the cat, yeah.
Cat with tassels would be awesome, though.
Be like
that's how you
warrior
get the girls.
Cat.
I have cats with tassels. Come
basket.
On over.
Little basket. The ladies will come calling.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's exactly... you've caught me. That's exactly it. just opening stuff back up here. Hold, please, while I open
this
up
is
Florida
exciting
Florida.
Radio.
Isn't it? While we're talking about the bike, I figured, how many people could reboot a computer, completely go on with the show, and almost not miss a beat? I'm saying just me.
Pretty much.
I was going to ask who, but...
Who? I don't know. So Kim Kardashian...
Wait for it.
Kim Kardashian decided to go to the Greek Isle of something I can't pronounce, Santorini, I think it's called. She decided to get a fish pedicure along with her sister, Courtney. Courtney was cool about it, but Kim kind of freaked out. And I'm guessing it was Chloe who posted this on Keek.
What are you about to do?
I am about to do a fish pedicure. We're here in Santorini, Greece. So I'm so scared.
Oh.
Just like keep your feet
go.
Put them in together.
Yeah.
Should you do that when you're pregnant?
You should never do that because I think they've outlawed it in the States because what they found was the fish, they eat all of this crap off of people's feet and they will spread disease from person
shit it
to person.
Out in the water and then
like a Kardashian.
Yeah, and basically you got little
sorry.
Aw, so mean.
I just think of all the things we've seen her do on film, that's her line.
Like, yeah.
That's where the line is for her.
Well, that's where she freaked out.
If you didn't set up what was happening, we were just listening to it, just like, I don't like it. Take it back. I hate it. It could be so many things.
I think that was part of the Ray J tape that launched a career.
By the way, can I have a little sex tape tangent here that the girl from Fair Abraham.
What?
They keep talking about, like, the president of Vivid says he's going to release the sex tape that they, or like the sex tape they made. That's not a sex tape. That's a porno, you guys. Yeah. Like, a sex tape is something that accidentally gets leaked when you just make it for fun in your boyfriend's room. When there's a crew there and lighting and a porn star.
Was she still a teen mom at the point?
No, she did it like 3 weeks ago.
But she's like over 18.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm just checking, because aren't the moms on the show like 15, 16?
Yeah.
They start, yeah, she had the kid when she was whatever, but
okay,
now
I'm just making sure it's not like...
No, she's bounced back into porn shape.
Older
now,
and
so
defective.
She's good to go.
And she's a terribly sad person, but don't call it a... Stop calling it a sex tape. It's not a sex tape. It's
okay.
A pornographic film.
That's true.
God damn it.
Speaking of people who are having issues, Amanda Bynes, who I now follow on Twitter, she is just all over the place. She went to Planet Fitness over the weekend and was banned... kicked out and banned for smoking weed in the women's locker room. RumorFix reports the 27-year-old actress was discovered toking away by Planet Fitness staffers and promptly asked to leave the New York City facility and had her membership revoked, the staffer told the gossip site. Planet Fitness does not allow lunks to work out here, and especially no weed smokers. Because weed smokers are known for their desire to go pump iron.
Mm-hmm.
Bynes reportedly left with an angry tone to her walk. I don't know how you do
that. I don't know what that means.
Rolling a lot of hips. It's a lot of popping of hips. Yeah.
For her part, Bynes has denied the claims and tweeted at both RumorFix and the Huffington Post asking them to remove the photo that accompanied the post and then mentioning that as an afterthought that the story wasn't true anyway. In both tweets, it's not clear what she's more upset about. At RumorFix, I emailed you asking you to choose a better photo. Also, remove the story because I don't smoke in the bathroom. I also don't smoke pot. I smoke tobacco. There are always tons of photos to choose. You always pick the worst one. To Huffington Post, at Huffington Post, choose a better photo or remove the story because I don't smoke in the bathroom. I also don't smoke pot. I smoke tobacco. There are always tons of photos to choose. You pick the worst one. Read my Twitter. Please don't make the same mistake you saw someone else just make. Tweet your contact information if you want to interview me, which you seem to be dying to do. Stop writing continuous lies. Post my twit pics. Stop posting old photos. She apparently has an issue because she had a little bit of a nose job. She likes her nose better. The other thing about her Twitter pics that people have started to post is she took some topless ones. Tasteful, though, because she covered her boobs with an arm and her hair. So she's doing that. And, of course, she rose to Twitter fame about a month or so ago with a tweet saying that she wanted Drake to murder her vagina.
What happened to her?
I loved her. All that.
What happened
about you?
To her? Because she was, I mean, she went silent. And then this is the Amanda, but I don't.
What did you see the video that she posted of her getting ready?
Mm-hmm.
And she has, like, big blonde hair and...
She has Britney level like weave going on right now.
Hey,
bad
Britney.
Stuff.
Britney's doing good right now. Let's not talk about Britney.
Yeah.
But she looks, she's like, this is what I look good in. And she looks terrifying making like fish faces. And it makes me very sad.
Yeah, she could be making better choices about things right now. But I keep waiting for the next picture. But she did post that. Honestly, she posted some pictures on her Twitter page saying, how about this pic? This is a great picture of me. I like this picture of me. And they actually were very flattering, candid shots of her in the street. And I'm
isn't
like,
isn't that what like her agent should be doing?
Does she still have people? I'm not sure.
Yeah. Well, someone always loves a reclamation project.
It's true. Someone's probably putting those pictures out, especially those like topless pictures. Someone's, you know, encouraging that.
Well, the one that was weird was she posted this one picture and She's wearing like a bra and like very tight pants, and she is incredibly toned and in shape. And she's like, I weigh 125 pounds. I shouldn't weigh any more than 100. And it's like, where are you going to lose that from? What look are you going for? You look fine. Stop
she
it.
She looks like in her post nose job picture, like selfie, she looks like Octomom.
She does not look good.
She made the Jennifer Grey error.
And here's the other thing she did. Apparently Jenny McCarthy tweeted something at her, and then she called Jenny McCarthy an old C. It was not pretty. And then Jenny McCarthy then apologized, saying she just had her best interest at heart, and then they were friends again. Oh. I don't know. It's crazy. Twitter is the most insane thing ever because it's just this unfiltered look into the world of celebrity, and anybody who wants to be in that, to just put themselves right up on display, can in an instant. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine Leif Garrett when he was going through his super drug phase of Twitter around? Be like, I'm so high right now, driving down. Oh, just crashed and paralyzed my friend. I don't know. Yeah, it's not funny at all.
It's just sad. It's like, funny. This girl had talent. She was funny.
She's really good.
She did fine. Like, there was just nothing to indicate this would be the path that she would choose.
Yeah, well, there you go. I think this just proves once and for all, Disney.
No, Nickelodeon.
She's Nickelodeon?
She's not Disney.
That I don't know the difference between Nickelodeon and Disney, which is probably a good thing.
Yeah, yeah.
As a grown man, it's probably best that I don't know these things.
Yeah,
I find out later. Once they're out of that whole world and they're out on their own, they're Miley Cyrusing it up everywhere and Amanda Bynesing it up, if that's a thing now.
Miley was Disney.
But Miley hasn't done... Miley doesn't do this.
She's growing. Miley's growing.
She does some shock stuff like, look, I'm not a kid anymore, but she doesn't... Miley doesn't act like she's on really bad drugs all the time.
To be fair, I've seen like 4 different magazine pictures now where like you can pretty much see her tits. And then and then she like posts stuff where she's like, I'm not letting the journalists and media into my private life anymore. Well, we can see your privates.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where do you draw a line? You're just not posting pictures of your dogs anymore.
I mean, when girls go to college, I've heard this from people that they just don't wear bras. They're like, you know, free, liberated women.
Oh, my God. If you didn't hear on the podcast, Christiana and Becca
I was going to throw them under the bus, but we didn't. So it's not crazy that a girl of her age is like, fuck it. I mean, she's never going to look better than she does right now.
No, I agree.
So I understand where she's like, this is my body.
She could Madonna.
Adjusting her face. She's not looking. She's going to go down pretty quickly.
I just think that if she wants to do that, that's her right to do it.
We're talking about Miley, right?
Yeah.
Not Amanda. She needs
I don't have a problem with what Miley's doing because Miley doesn't seem like she's completely out of control. She's acting like a 20-year-old.
No, yeah, I have
something,
no problem
with it. She doesn't seem like she really needs an intervention.
Amanda just seems sad.
Yeah.
Miley's in that weird time where she's, you know, not a girl, but she's not yet a woman.
Wrong
what? How dare you?
No,
is that a song?
Leave Britney alone!
I'm pretty sure that at 19 she is a woman. She may not know what she's doing.
Yeah,
she may not be fully mature, but she is in fact legally.
Oh yeah,
in everything but drinking, a woman.
Yeah, Drake's probably murdered that.
Hey, you know, starting this week, the bouncers in BART's police force can start 86ing riders who treat the rapid transit system like they own the place, thanks to a policy passed by BART board last year. Anyone caught defacing a building, taking a dump on the train, or harassing passengers and station agents can be banned from the system for up to a year. Good luck. Although the law officially took effect last year, the policy took a few months to implement due to some bad PR for BART. Now that the policy has gone through the necessary handholding to ensure that it won't be abused, the BART cops have undergone some additional training for dealing with mentally ill folks. The agency can ban anyone who is arrested for a misdemeanor or cited 3 times in 90 days for unruly behavior. That includes anything from peeing in the corner to beating up fellow passengers to drug possession. BART has already had about 130 people on their own personal no-fly list. Photos of those passengers along with any additions that come from the new policy will be passed around to transit cops and station agents. Sadly, there will be no public BART's Most Wanted list. Instead, we'll just have to make do with knowing that it's there. The new policy comes at a time when, according to BART, passengers are starting to increasingly be confrontational with station agents. During 1 8-day period last month, 9 station agents were assaulted. During the press conference on the matter, BART Board President Tom Radulovich explained that the agency assaults were incredibly seriously. So no more pooping on BART. So good luck.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean,
I'm going to be on BART this weekend, so I'll have a report next week to see if I see anything.
It's both better and worse when people pee on the seats on BART because at least they're fabric covered. So it doesn't slosh on the floor, but then you don't see it if you sit down and you're like, why is it damp? which is still not as bad as the time when I was heading back to my neighborhood from a Giants game. And there was like, there's the one seat that no one's sitting in. And I sat down in front of it. Thank God, not in it. And it was just on Muni, the seats are very buckety and hard plastic. And it was just a pool of bum piss. Hobo piss, as Nate would say. Yes, I'm
hobo. Okay. When you say bum piss, I thought you meant like diarrhea or something.
No. No, luckily I didn't see that. But there was, my roommate one time came home from work literally early because she was so upset because she got on the train and there was a pee seat and a girl got on and didn't see it and just sat down because it was an open seat and then was just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And it was so like, and people like tried, they were like, no, stop, wait. And she just, you know.
Everything in slow motion.
It was really bad. But usually where you see shit is on Muni buses, not on BART or Muni train. But
well, it could be in the station too. It doesn't have to be actually on the train.
The 19 Polk was always a little bit dicey.
So there you go. So this is exactly what the hobo gets on the train. He's like, hey, how you doing? I'll be right here.
No, it's just drunk people pass out and piss themselves.
You know, every BART train I've ever been on, there's been a pair of Asian girls giggling with each other, one person sound asleep, and a guy with a bike. Every BART train I've ever been on. Literally everyone.
You forgot guy talking to himself, where you have to wait until you can walk past him or he gets up past you because you can finish your game of crazy or Bluetooth.
And you try not to make eye contact regardless. You're just like,
yeah, crazy or Bluetooth. Crazy. Sometimes it's both.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that guy. I've luckily not gotten that guy. Although I had somebody like that on a crosswalk in Midtown on my way home tonight. He looked like straight out of Central Casting Hobo, like super dirty. And he was just walking across the crosswalk, and it was one that was just past like a roundabout, so I didn't really see him until I was past it. And he's walking slowly, and he's obviously muttering to himself, and he's got one hand up, and he's waving a lot like Queen Elizabeth would in a parade. And I'm like,
fancy hobo.
And I was like, oh, that is the saddest parade ever, because he's the only one in it. So
what is BART gonna do? Because like, one of my favorite things about Disneyland is there's like all these like little things. Like if you go down Main Street, they pump vanilla mist out of the candy store. So when you're walking by the candy store, it's like, it smells like vanilla and it's like nice and you expect that smell. Like if you go on BART and it doesn't smell like piss, are people going to be disappointed? Like there's that ambiance feel.
Like
that's
what
missing.
If they've gone into the Matrix or something and things got reset and it's wrong.
Well,
I wouldn't miss it.
I'm hoping they go with the smell of Drakkar instead.
Because
it is adjacent. Mm-hmm. It's an adjacent smell, so I think that makes the most sense.
I still like the smell of Drakkar because it's very like junior high cute boy crush. It's still a very happy scent to me. I had a boyfriend and I would smell like I'd pick up the little scent testers in the mall because it was like.
There was a time when everyone wore Drakkar. This music means one thing. It's time for Florida Corner.
Yay!
We'll start off with a Florida man who is a burglary suspect. Sheriff's deputies say a burglary suspect admitted to having a really good time while in a couple's home. Authorities arrested Jason Vickery, 23, on burglary and larceny charges. Deputies say he broke into a home in St. Augustine. He told police that he got into the home through an unlocked door, told investigators he went upstairs to masturbate in the bathroom when he found the remote control helicopter.
That just how most stories start?
He said he found some batteries and started playing with the helicopter. He also ate a salad that he brought with him because, you know, you got to be healthy. He also told deputies that he went back to the bathroom to masturbate when he heard voices outside. He ran outside where a deputy with his gun drawn was waiting for him. Police confiscated a bag full of marijuana, other drug paraphernalia, a wig, a towel, and a pouch of chewing tobacco.
Yep.
Yeah. That's our Florida man story. Florida woman. Somebody with actually not the worst of intentions. She's actually a reporter, a Tampa Bay Rays reporter, nearly hit by a baseball. Didn't discover the near miss until after she posted a self-picture online. Sun Sports Rays reporter Kelly Nash was at Fenway Park in Boston watching batting practice. She wanted to take a picture of her experience for her family, who's also from Massachusetts. According to FoxSports.com, her producer warned her several times to watch out for baseballs flying into the area. However, she just didn't listen. She decided to turn her back to the field to snap a photo. While reviewing the photos, one picture caught her eye. She discovered a ball nearly knocked her in the head while she was taking a self-picture. In the picture, the baseball can be seen just inches to the right of her, capturing a moment just before the ball whizzed by the reporter. And this is exactly what she wrote when she put it on Instagram. Most dangerous selfie ever. That happened.
I call bullshit on this because, first of all, girls that take selfies immediately look at them to make sure they don't have to take, like, seven more.
Good point.
So she would have seen it. And second, wouldn't she have heard the freaking ball land in her vicinity?
Well, by the time she heard it landing, it would have been too late.
So-called bullshit. It was very close to her head.
I do like your theory that the most girls who take their own picture do look at it right immediately afterwards.
I do that
my
all
plastic
the time.
Surgeon doesn't want me participating in activities where balls fly at my nose.
There goes your social life.
You know, normally I don't like hackers. Hackers kind of bug me. But I'll make an exception for these hackers because they've hacked into the public signs the LAPD has out. It got put all over Twitter. Michael Grant tweeted this picture, a normal occurrence. The sign read LAPD anal probing and then flashed to the next screen. Guard your butthole. John Thomas, the chief of USC's Department of Public Safety, told the LA Times the sign was a single electronic traffic sign belonging to our department is used by us in the LAPD Southwest to put out generic crime prevention tips. And the stunt quickly spread to Twitter with at least one user offering to buy the hacker a drink. Paige Graham, whoever hacked into the LAPD system and did this, please let me buy you a drink or seven. Someone named Jared Still laughed so hard. What? WTF? Somebody who just has an... here's our hacker whose alias is just a bunch of dots. And it's at 4IG0 Rhythm. PSS9, haha, someone hacked the sign near USC talking shit about LAPD. Damn, I was just around there too. Would have loved to have taken a photo. Oh, pair, not the hacker. Just someone who likes to be the hacker. So
cool tweets, bro. Read them again.
I did a really great job, right? Yeah, that's why.
I'm a professionally trained radio DJ.
They never taught us how to read tweets. It wasn't a thing.
God damn you, emerging technology.
Listen, if you have a live event where we're going to be giving away bumper stickers as people go there for the car wash, I'll read the shit out of that. Tweets, not so much. So there you go.
Can you I need an example of that, please.
Yeah.
You're going to want to join us at Don's Car Wash this Saturday from 9 to noon. We'll be out there handing out Moon 92 bumper stickers. Just come on by and say hi and check it out. Get a car wash special.
Making sure we're spinning all of today's hits and yesterday's favorites, everybody. Yeah.
And if you mention you heard about it on Moon 92, you get a car wash for $2 off.
Moon 92, because you're in fucking Vermont.
That's right. I love it. I worked at 92 Moo FM. That was my first radio job out of college.
So I imagine right in between the songs, it's like, here, you know, thanks for listening, Moo 92. Like, did you always have
There was one of those. And the thing is, the station was owned by this guy from New York City, and he thought it was really clever, but none of the locals did. It's one of those things where, like, if somebody from LA came here and opened up something, and there was like, it was like Hello Radio, and and between every song, it was like, Hella good song.
People would probably like it because they're weird like that.
Some people would, and other people would be like, fucking person from LA. Yeah, motherfucker, what is he gonna do?
Why are we whispering?
I don't know. I like doing that every now and then. It's weird.
Sexy radio.
So one of the fun things to do every now and then is to check out what's going on with local news people when they have a problem, like this poor weatherman.
Had most in Houston. Of the rain so far, lightning and thunder, has just moved off to the west. Southern portions of Waller County now getting very wet there. 37 lightning strikes here during the past 15 minutes. There's the storm near Attucks, which is making it just a mess. Highway 6, where it meets I-10 on the west side, Attucks. I have the hiccups, of course. This is what happened right when we have heavy weather, but bear with me. All the way out to the Grand Parkway and then out to Katy. It is just getting soaking wet out there. What I'm concerned about is that we may see some backbuilding, some redevelopment of thunderstorms right in here. Bel Air to Meyerland to Sunnyside to Reliance Stadium, where we have the heavy rain on Saturday. It's saturated. If we get heavy rain developing here, we could quickly see at least street flooding. So I'm monitoring that very carefully this evening. So far, so good there. Here's the big picture. We've all had that cup before,
so
right?
So polite.
He's not getting a break either. He's got to fill like 3 minutes, and it's a long time.
To Copperfield, to Moanville, to Hempstead. In fact, Hempstead, you guys out tonight, it could have some very heavy rain. Would not surprise me if even folks near the Woodlands and Tomball downtown to near Pasadena, by the time we get into 6:37, had some rain showers developing as well. I did put a storm track on this.
All right, so that's the hiccuping weatherman. That's really unfortunate because it's not like you can Marco Rubio it and just go, oh, let me get in water, because that doesn't always fix it. It does not always fix it. Do you guys have any methods for getting rid of the hiccups?
I drink a shit ton of water. That's just it. Just a gigantic cup of water, all of it.
Sugar. You have like a teaspoon of sugar?
Yeah, I never did anything. Mm-hmm. My mom would have me, like, you put a cup down on the table and drink from the other side of it, so you kind of are drinking upside down. I don't know if that actually worked, but it's really weird.
I just hold my breath as long as I can.
Yeah, I've heard the sugar thing. You hold a teaspoon full of sugar against the roof of your mouth with your tongue, and you just sort of suck on that slowly. And that will sometimes stop the hiccups. I've done that. That's worked occasionally. But nothing really works. And scaring never works. I've never been able to scare the hiccups out of anybody. Mm-hmm. It usually just pisses them off.
If somebody punched you in the diaphragm, it probably would.
I don't know if that's better.
Does anybody else when the hiccups have a momentary flash of like, I'm going to be that girl who hiccuped for 17
Forever.
Years or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, no.
And no.
That scares me a little bit every time.
But they'll do stories about you on the news. She's had the hiccups for 5 years now. How's she coping with life? People think it's funny, but it's really a curse.
I think I'm doing okay. Just, you know, it's really hard in high school and stuff, but I'm going to make it through. I even have a date to prom. It's gonna
I find
be really
it
good.
Obnoxious when people hiccup. I know it's not. It's totally involuntary, but I'm like, just can you come back later when you're done hiccuping?
17 years later.
That would put a real crimp in the oral sex life. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. It could be kind of fun.
Oh, well, it could
be. Like, yeah,
add a little something
to
the
biting down, right? You're like,
that's a gamble you guys have to take. So,
who doesn't like who? Why don't you like danger?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's one of those weird things. Although it would be for like if a guy with the hiccups, you just be down there taking care of business and
yeah, give you a break from the pattern.
I don't think that would bother us as much.
Yeah. Fair point. Fair point. That's our poor weatherman with the hiccups. He is apparently fine, so everybody can just relax. It's not an emergency. So anyway, I want to remind anybody out there listening that if you'd like to support the show, the best way to do it is if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go to NateDarlingShow.com first, click the Shop Amazon link, and shop away. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show, and we do appreciate it. It helps... you know, put new things into the show, like the microphone I'm talking into now.
And mine. Okay, yeah. It's his old one, but I'm not used to it.
Yeah.
Is that okay, everybody?
It's new to you.
Let me know.
She's got hand-me-downs.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. But,
I think he says I'm not doing it right.
No, well, it's not all you. Part of it is just the whole setup of the
room.
It's
not you, it's me? Is that what you're saying?
It's the equipment. It's not the equipment. Don't blame the tool. Anyway, so that's the way to support the show, and because sometimes you can't get what you need locally, or sometimes the people locally just want to completely rape you on price.
Yeah, fuck you, Best Buy.
Yeah, well, that's not even local. How local is Best Buy, really?
Well, there's a couple here, and they're dicks.
Fair point.
They do employ people, though, like that. I get.
So does
I
Amazon.
I worry, because if they get closed, yeah, but not necessarily locally. Like, those people still have to.
How much do you miss Circuit City? Let me ask you that.
Where service is state of the art.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss it because it, you know, the front door was shaped like a big plug.
What kind of?
Oh, that one. Yeah.
They all wore the red
thing. The hostage situation at that Circuit City?
No.
In South Sac?
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that wasn't Circuit City.
It was
a store called Good Guys, I believe.
Good Guys. That's right.
Good Guys.
Fuck,
I never
that.
Liked that store. It was great.
You're right. I was
Dude.
A baby.
Mediocre
yeah,
guys.
Yeah.
I like Circuit City because I used to have like a whole row of like little keyboards, and I used to turn them all on with like the little beats, and I would have my own like music aisle. My parents would just leave me in that aisle for a while, and I would annoy everyone.
You know what I do? I was actually in a Best Buy this past weekend. What I always do is I go to at least one computer and log on to NateDarlingShow.com and leave it there.
Smart.
It's always fun to go into the Apple store and pull up the show page on iTunes, too. So if you're looking for something to do that's slightly mischievous but not illegal, go ahead and do that, too. Spread the word about the show. Tell your friends.
How viral and how underground. And...
yeah. Although, you know, there's somebody at the Apple store who's going around, like, looking for that. He's like, someone changed the website from the Apple start page.
We should do that for Critical Hit. Yeah. That's like our people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys, let's go.
It should be a Critical Hit challenge. Like, which one of our fans can make... We've got to have people work at Apple store.
Which one of our fans?
Critical Hit Day across the... The
Apple store
area.
In Arden.
Yeah.
The Apple store in
There's
Arden.
Like 70 Apple workers and none of them can help you right now, but they'll be with you in a minute.
Why is that place always busy? What the fuck? Why
because
is Apple a big deal?
With the
it's
toys.
Terrible. It's a stupid place with a bunch of dirty ass tablets. Everyone's like
it's built,
touching
it's
the
built
whole
to
time.
It's to make you think it's busy too, because there's like
God,
10 people in there. But
Rob
it looks
always
like
has to
like
go
like
in.
1,000.
There's nothing new there. It's the same thing that's been there every other time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
who
the
cares?
And the funny thing is, they have most of it at Best Buy too.
Oh, yeah.
So you can just go to Best Buy. There's nobody in Best Buy, trust me.
No.
You can go on in there and look around at the app, because that's what I did. I went to the biggest iMac they had.
Showroom.
Yeah.
You're killing business.
No, I didn't buy anything. That's what I'm saying.
You showroomed.
Fuck Best Buy.
No.
Am I right?
No. Showrooming is when you is when you go, you check out the features, you check out the price, and then you go home and buy it online.
We've been at Apple and Best Buy today.
Doing the same.
We returned
stuff at Best Buy, and there was 8 people in the return aisle, and nobody buying anything.
Yeah, it's not a good sign.
Yeah.
Maybe they all bought online and had it shipped to the store, so they didn't have to do it that way.
Because
you can do that.
They're still returning it, though. Last time we were at Best Buy, before I bought ye old Nook here, we really wanted to look at like the Nexus 10. They didn't have it at Best Buy, and I was like, oh, dang. I was really hoping, because they had every other product I was considering in a row. Not that. And I was like, shit, I don't know where to go. And this Best Buy guy was like I don't know, playing with something like two devices right. over, and he goes, they have it next door. He didn't look at me. He just said it. Like,
yeah.
He's like, they have an X door at Office Max.
Yeah, they had the Nexus 7
at
Office Max.
And it was even, and that store was an even worse experience than Best Buy because it wasn't connected to the internet. I was trying to ask a guy a question, and he was like, well, and then he read me like the sales tag in front of it. And I'm like, that I could do that.
Right.
I read it too. Never mind.
When I walk into like an Office Max or an Office Depot, it feels like Dawn of the Dead, where you're like, is there anybody in here? Like, what's going on?
It's like the land that time forgot.
Yeah.
I just need some Post-its. Post-its.
Hello.
Anyone? Oh, I asked the guy. I was in the whatever. What's the one in Midtown here? Is that an Office Max?
I think it's an Office Depot.
Whatever the fuck they are.
Same thing.
And I had to buy some shit, and then I decided, like, oh, I'll see if they have any. I want to look at the Chromebook, so I asked if they had that. He's like, no, we don't have that. We only have those tablets. I'm like, it's not a tablet,
right? It's a. That's the name.
I said book.
Yeah. So it was just very.
And we don't have like, we don't have internet anyway, so it would really just be sort of like a paperweight.
We got these America Online CDs. If you want.
I know people who still have an AOL email address.
I just got rid of mine, you guys.
You know what was great? My AOL CD story, most recent one, was in 2004, which was still too recent for this conversation to have occurred. Okay, we got all the computers in here. I just need you to get them online. I'm like, we need a phone connection. No, just go get one of those. Just go get one of those AOL CDs like they have at Starbucks or whatever. Just pick one up and put it in. Like, it'll get us online. And we'll... It needs to connect to the... You don't just put in the thing. This is why John Kerry's going to lose. Okay? That's what I was...
A few months ago, my dad was like, AOL just emailed me that I need to pay the subscription to them. I was like, Dad, you don't have to pay for an email address anymore. I will get you a Gmail account. I think he still uses his AOL account. I even signed him up for one. It's very upsetting.
You know, the really funny thing is if you buy a website, it comes with free email. So even if you've got a website, it pays for it. Anyway, so that's the
funny
story.
Why do people make fun? I have a Hotmail account and people shit on it. It's not as bad. It's not as bad as AOL though. But why people shit on Yahoo and that's just as old as
I don't like Yahoo either. So I only like Gmail people.
I don't like Gmail.
I just assume everyone is their name dot their last name at Gmail.
I have that. You could do that for me, but I fucking hate Gmail's interface. It makes me rage.
Okay. Well, that's gonna do it for the. We're gonna end on.
Hope you learned something this week,
Gmail rage
listeners.
Yeah, it's time for
the Nate Darling Show.
Little town.
Small town news.
All right.
Yay.
How was that for abrupt? Small town news this week from my home state of Vermont. The headline, mud season, not as bad as in the old days. Dateline Fletcher, Vermont. Thomas Howergan says mud season isn't like it used to be. He ought to know, as Howergan has lived along the dirt roads of Fletcher and Fairfield for pretty much all of his 90 years. The difference, he said, is the quality of the road. Back in the 19th...
And then came pavement, and then there was no more mud season.
No, there's no pavement. Back in the 1930s, Howergan Road, named for his family, which farmed in Franklin County since anybody can remember, was a narrow dirt track, he said. Today, Howergan Road has been widened, filled, bolstered, fortified with ditches and drainage, and repeatedly graded and smoothed and reinforced by the town of Fletcher Road Crew. All that work has turned mud season into nothing worse than a minor annoyance, he said. Roughly coinciding with the much more famous and loved maple sugaring season, mud season is that early spring tradition of watching the frost work its way out of the ground and turn gravel roads to the consistency of a thick pea soup. That's not to say that those who live and work on these dirt roads mind the mud so much. It might be easy for them to say now, since the general consensus in this year's edition of mud season was less swampy than 2012. Last year was excessive, moaned.
Fuck, stop. I can't take any more.
Moaned Underhill Road foreman Nate Sullivan. Spring in 2012 came on strong, and suddenly, and all the frost in the ground melted at once, turning Underhill's dirt roads into mud pits. This year, a slow thaw and several days of dry, windy, early spring weather has made
the
season easy.
Oh, the Pettigrews passed out. The Pettigrews are down.
One lady the other night gave me a hug because her road was so dry, he said. Sullivan said dealing with mud season every spring.
The road was dry, but something else was wet. Am I right?
It was the consistency of pea soup.
No matter how bad or mild, it's not much worse than any other task, like plowing roads in the winter, repairing washouts, or keeping the dust down in the summer. You just deal with it, he said. People who live here know it just comes naturally, he added. Road crews always know where the trouble spots are and dump gravel to minimize the mire. On any dirt road, the telltale sign of a quick mud season repair is the patches of rocky soil you see here and there on dirt roads. And that's going to do it for Small Town News. By the way, there are 3 pages of this article.
I was like, is this an essay from high school that someone had to write about dirt?
And this is only the bottom of page 1. I'm not going to continue. That'll do it for Small Town News. Yeah. You guys thought I didn't take mercy on you? That's what it's like to live in a small town. You have to deal with stuff like that, and that's what they call news. Small town news.
Indeed it is.
So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show. Ted and Becca, not back for next show because they're still getting tan?
Yeah, they posted a picture where they looked all happy. Way to gloat, you guys.
Oh, yeah, but he's vegetarian and she's vegan. Can you imagine the sunburn they're going to have coming back from the Bahamas?
Wait, what does that have to do with...
Yeah.
Maybe it's a protein deficiency causes no. sunburn?
No. I'm not sure that... They're both very translucent is really all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Has nothing to do with being there. I'm just saying they're pale. Really super pale. And with that, we'll leave you. This is the Bouncing Souls, the Freaks, Nerds, and Romantics. It's the Nate Darling Show. We'll see you Friday, peeps.
wonder where all these good things could be. Then I realized that somehow I found them. And